This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What a Saturday it's been already. I know you're thinking, Chris, there's no games that's been played today. But we have breaking news involving the Washington football team. And of course, it's been a crazy week for the Washington Wizards and Washington Nationals. But let's start with this. You know how when there's a big storm, like there was the other night in Northern Virginia, I don't know if you guys got that on the Maryland side, and you go, all right, I'm staying inside until this thing passes over. And like, oh, it seems like it's quiet. And you, like, maybe you open your door and you get smacked in the face with some wind and some rain. And you go, okay, I'm going back inside. And you try to go out again. You're like, you know what? Tomorrow. I'll go outside tomorrow. Because this rain, this wind, this snow, whatever that storm is just too much that day. That's what it felt like, at least for me, with sports and COVID-19. Like, the storm came in 2020 in March. And we're all like, sports is shut down. It's over. But let's be real. When the football season returned last year, after the NBA season, like the NBA season and the baseball season towards the end felt like you open that door and a little rain hits you and like, you know what? I'm not good right now. I'm coming back in. But when Tom Brady sat there and won another Super Bowl, you kind of felt like, man, this is behind us, right? And then vaccinations came out, and then you could take your mask off. We're back. Sports is back. And this summer, there's the, like being here at the stations, like sports is back. We are back. Everything is back to normal. Well, this past week, it feels like a new storm is brewing. Same rain, same wind is back. And I'm not saying that as some conspiracy theorist. I'm not saying that to try to convince you all to get vaccinated, because that's what Ron Rivera is telling his players. Well, here are the facts. Washington Nationals had a COVID outbreak earlier this week. Game postponed, game canceled, whatever the terminology you want to use there. And today, six Washington football team players put on the COVID-19 protocol list, including one Brandon Scherff. And that's where I got to get the facts right. I got to get the quotes right. And that's what I'm here to tell you the news of the day. Brandon Scherff, along with David Sharp, Cornelius Lucas, Curtis Samuel, Matt Ioannidis, and Chris Miller. So you got three important starters. And football, you know, it's about having depth. These are not guys who might or might not make the team. Or it would be like, as Ron Rivera said, what if this had been a game day for the opener? Because if that happens, the game is not being played. And we already know what the NFL has told us. This would be a loss. This would be a forfeit and a loss for the Washington football team. So, I don't care about your politics. I don't. I don't care if you're a vaxxer or an anti-vaxxer. This is about winning and losing right now for Ron Rivera. And if you want to get in a debate about the other stuff, that's fine. If you want to call in and tell me about how you feel, I'm not giving you how I feel about it. What I'm saying is this. If you want to make the playoffs, if you want to be a team that wants to compete for a Super Bowl, and well, then you can't be last in league in vaccinations. Like, take all of your thoughts about it out. You cannot be last in the NFL in vaccinations. That's what we learned today.
Nikki Javala actually just tweeted, they are no longer last. A report just came out. They're no longer last in vaccinations. So there's that.
So what are they?
They're second to last now, I believe.
Okay. Splitting hairs there, but I understand what you're saying. So here's the other thing that Ron Rivera said. He said, look, vaccinations are open tomorrow. I'm hoping guys show up. Now, we will have a full report from Richmond at 2 o'clock. So that should be interesting to hear because this is a huge day for the Washington football team. On the positive note, apparently Landon Collins is running around like a madman and making plays. So we'll ask about that as well. But it's a sensitive subject when you talk about Ron Rivera and what he dealt with over the last year. Period. But at the same token, if you're just looking, if you're a windshield guy, not a rearview mirror guy, blah, 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 you're looking at your Washington football team, you're like, this is training camp and we have a COVID outbreak. What if this was week three? Let's say it was week three. This could derail your entire season. And I look at the Washington Wizards and I think, oh yeah, everybody looks at them as being a team that wasn't good this year. Go back and really look at that. They had a COVID-19 outbreak at the beginning of the season, lost, I think it was 6 games, had to make it up. And they ended up being the 8th seed. Imagine if they didn't have that happen at the beginning of the season. And then you're like a 5th seed, and maybe you're a team that had a really good year. What I'm saying is you don't have that same leeway in football. The season isn't as long. You don't have time to make up ground. Every Sunday matters. I'm telling you right now that when you look around the NFL, there will be forfeits. You don't want to be the team with the least amount of vaccinated players that forfeits a game because you have 6 guys, 3 starters on the COVID-19 protocol. Again, those names, David Sharp, Brandon Scherff, Cornelius Lucas, Curtis Samuel, Matt Ioannidis, and Chris Miller. Now, first and foremost, I hope all of those guys are healthy. I hope none of them have severe symptoms. And I hope that they are back on the field as soon as they can be. But that's the other thing. We've seen this in other sports play out that once you know, this is like a 10 to 14 day process. Okay, you're on a COVID-19. So now you got to take tests. Now you have to stay away from the action. And you hurt your team. Especially in training camp, you're trying to come together as a unit. You're trying to bond. Now, if you're the Washington football team, you have to take other precautions to make sure that this is not spreading. Like, that's going to be the interesting next step for the Washington football team. But big news for the start of today. 6 players on the COVID-19 protocol list. Now, I was prepared to talk to you guys about the Washington football team fighting in practice. How much do fans care about practice? What made me think about that is this. For years, I covered the NFL and college football. And it's like you go to practice every day and there's this grind before the season. It kind of sucks as a media member. It's hot. You're there and they're practicing. And I've always wondered, do you guys care about the day-to-day as much as like we talk about it? You know what I mean? Because it's like, oh, Landon Collins had a good day. For instance, you don't hear about that with your baseball team or your basketball team or like any other sport, But because we have to wait so long in between the season and, you know, before the games are actually played, like training camp and mini camp, like you get this play-by-play, Landon Collins picking off passes in the red zone, Ryan Fitzpatrick with the interception. I always wondered, as fans, do you care about that much? 1-800-636-1067 is the line. Also, how alarming is it for you to hear about these Washington football teams, six players now on the COVID-19 list? Give us a call, 1-800-636-1067. Chris Miles here with you. We're going to take your calls after this break.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What a day. I was prepared to talk Team USA and Kevin Durant from the DMV becoming the all-time Olympic scorer in Team USA history and providing a butt-whooping and being the savior of Team USA basketball. That's what I wanted to talk about, but then this happened. Practice for the Washington football team yielded this result. You know, the first All-Pro in the last 25 years, Brandon Scherff, on the COVID-19 protocol list. He's joined by five other players, including your sack man, Matt Ioannidis, your new wide receiver, Curtis Samuel, David Sharp, Cornelius Lucas, and defensive back, Chris Miller. So I just spoke for about 10 minutes on this particular subject. I'm interested to hear how you guys feel about this. Let's go to line one, Andre in Manassas. What's up, man?
I'm doing well. I guess I'm a little bit confused because I remember way back when all this started, wasn't Ioannidis the only Redskin or something who actually came down with COVID? So for him to, if I'm mistaken, but for him to be back in the list is kind of weird or different because I'm pretty sure he was like the one of, two Redskins or something that suffered. And the only reason it wasn't that big deal, like I think he was injured. He was an injured reserve, but he wasn't even playing.
Do you remember when that happened?
I mean, it was sometime in the fall. I can't remember the exact time, but I know he was gone. I thought he had COVID already. So having said that,
here's the thing, Andre. No. I just want to make sure I address that first, and I'm going to listen to your second point. Just so for people listening that don't understand how COVID works, you build up the antibodies, and they're trying to figure out how long you... But you can get it twice, and there's a Delta variant. So, you know, I don't know if it's 3 months or 6 months, whatever that window is, you can get it twice. There's several reports of that happening with people. The other part of that is, if this is the Delta variant, obviously that's a different variant of COVID. So go ahead, Andre.
No, I mean, you're 100% correct. I do know you can definitely get it twice. But you would just presume he would have, you know, taken the appropriate steps to get vaccinated. But, you know, I guess the good news, the silver lining is if ultimately they do have it, then hopefully everybody succeeds. They come out of it well and, you know, they get vaccinated and, you know, obviously the numbers, the roster is only about yay big, so it can hopefully get our percentage up even higher. Having said this, and, you know, speaking from the point that where I actually have family who don't want to get this vaccine, it's just dumb. Because, I mean, you end up putting yourself in a situation where you're going to eventually get it. I think this thing is so pervasive on this planet right now that it's not a matter of if you get it. It's a matter of when you get it. And when you get it, are you vaccinated or are you not vaccinated? And then, you know, you're dealing with a different variant. I mean, each variant seems to get worse and worse and worse. So, like, why would you even put yourself in a position where you're going to get variant, you know, X, you know, 6 months from now, which is going to be even more deadly than variant the Delta variant. So, I mean, we got to do our civic duty and just go ahead and get it done with, man.
Hey, thanks for calling, Andre. That was very level-headed, and it made a lot of sense. I wish all of our callers made a lot of sense. It was level-headed. And look, I am not going to sit here and tell you, you have to get vaccinated. I am not your dad. I'm not out here to tell you what to do. But if you are a member of the Washington Football, put it like this. For me to travel the way that I do for work and to come in here and walk around without a mask, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get vaccinated because I like to live my life and not feel like I'm going to get sick and be able to tell my bosses, yeah, I would like to walk around without a mask. So, boom, here's this little piece of paper. I get to do it. That's my personal choice. But if you told me that if I played a team sport, like when I played basketball, that if I did not get vaccinated, it could cost us a game, I'm like, well, what's the worst thing that can happen when I get vaccinated? Okay, I'm doing it for the team. And that's kind of my point when I see this. I'm like, all the things that these guys do for the team, I'm not understanding how and why they're not doing it. So let's continue to hear from you. I thought that was a very interesting call to start this with Andre. Let's go to Cliff in Suitland on line 3. Cliff, what's up?
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, great. I'm 74 years old. Has anybody ever heard of polio, dying lung? When the vaccination came out for, do you have a mark on your arm, left arm? Everybody in my neighborhood, they went by the census. You lined up and went to a certain school. Parents, kids, grandparents, dog, everybody went up and got their shot. I mean, what's wrong with these people? Don't want to get the vaccination. It doesn't make any sense. And on the other point, when you were talking about practice, football is only 16 games now, 17 now, but basketball and baseball have so many games, so practice don't, you know, fans not interested in practice as far as that's concerned. But in the average football game, there's two, maybe three times in a game when the quarterback has to get the ball to the receiver. If you're a professional, you have to get it. That's the difference in the game.
All right, thanks for calling. I appreciate that.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. And it's interesting to hear from someone who's a little bit older than I am to mention some of these, and that's a great point that you made, Cliff, to mention some of these diseases that they're gone. We don't talk about them anymore because of vaccinations, right? Like, these are things that plagued our society. And I don't use the term plague lightly, like we had actual plagues. And that vaccinations are the reason that they aren't a threat anymore. So, again, interesting to hear from someone who remembers polio and just brought that into the conversation. Let's go to line 4, Chris in Woodbridge. What's up, Chris?
Hello. Hey, how's it going? Yeah, so about the practice, you know what they say. What happens in practice translates to what happens in game and what on the field. You know, that's why you need to go 100%, you know, I don't say go 100% in practice in, you know, in July, but you need to, you know, push yourself and push your practice. That's why the Patriots don't want to practice with us no more, because Gruden had us just, you know, in practice with, you know, what in our hands. So, you know, and then look at Terrell Pryor. You guys report it all the time. You know, he seems to not be, you know, connecting with Kirk Cousins. And then look what happened when it came game day. He was never connecting with Kirk Cousins or anybody.
So that's why you guys are so – so here's what I'm saying. As a media member, I'm always like, man, we're out here every single practice and doing these reports. I always wonder, do people care? So you're basically telling me, yes, you are all in on all the practice coverage.
I'm not going to say all in. I'm going to put the chips in about 60%. Like, you know, it's good to hear, especially right now with sports, you know, our Nats ain't doing so well and everything. But I'll say, yeah, keep it up.
All right, cool. You're kind of like a Washington football team COVID vaccination numbers, about 60% on that. Let's go to Paulie on line five. What do you have about this vaccination situation?
Hey, how you doing, man? Hail to the W. Look, man, as far as the practice goes, yeah, keep up with the coverage, man. You know, it's a new age. It's the age of social media, you know. We want the information. You know, we all want information on our favorite team. I mean, I even check other teams, you know what I mean? So it's good to have the information out there. You know, in years past, we had to wait. We had to wait to a preseason game, or we had to read our newspapers and get a paragraph or two. So to have updated information is cool and it's good. And practice is important, man. You know, because we all got our favorite players that we want out there and we want to see what the updates on them. You know what I mean? So I think it is a good thing. As far as the vaccination go, man, I mean, I'm going to echo kind of, you know, the same thing you were saying. Like, you know, these players are making millions of dollars. You know, the NFL is a $1 billion business. You know, you have to protect the league and you have to protect each other. I mean, just on a juvenile case, just on a juvenile level, you know, if this was high school or anything else, like you said, you on the team, you know, y'all have to be protected. I mean, I don't know how many players are on the league. What is it, about 3,000, 5,000 players in the league? They all interacting with each other. We're not talking about coaches. We're not even talking about officials and things like that. So, I mean, if you're not protecting each other, you can have a rampant spread just among the league and shut the whole thing down. You know, so, you know, they kind of lost. I think, personally, they kind of lost the thing. They kind of lost the – it's a personal opinion. I think when you're talking about this amount of money and you're talking about a profession that you're involved in, if the league says, man, we need y'all to go get this shot so we can keep things afloat, so y'all can keep y'all lifestyles, y'all can keep out here balling and keep your generational money, I think it shouldn't be any type of problems or questions. You know, go get the shot. You know what I mean? Go protect yourself. Protect your families. You know, protect each other. You know, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about protecting each other and making money. You know, and if one is stopping the other, then you got a big problem. So, I mean, I just think, you know, I think the league really just need to mandate it as a private business. Like, hey, you want to be part of our corporation, then we need you to go get vaccinated.
Thanks. You know what's really interesting, Paulie, just that I thought the last part of that was really good. Because I'm watching the news yesterday, and Joe Biden's like, yeah, if you want to work in the White House, you have to be vaccinated. Right? And I don't know what the parameters are for this particular radio station that I'm working for, but for my TV station I work for, they're like, oh, if you're going to be in studio, you have to be vaccinated. And I'm like, well, I'm going to host this basketball show. So guess what? I'm going to go get these shots in my arms so I'm not messing up my career, my money. And I think he just hit the nail on the head. He said, protect each other and make money. Like, I get it's your body and you can't tell someone else what to do. But again, for those just tuning in, maybe you're not abreast of the situation. Breaking news for the Washington football team. They're all pro. Brandon Scherff joined the COVID-19 protocol list, taken off the field today. David Sharp, Cornelius Lucas, a free agent signee, wide receiver Curtis Samuel, sack man Matt Ioannidis, and also Chris Miller, all added to that list as well. So I see that you guys are still calling. For those that are just catching up with the show, we're taking your calls on this. How do you feel about this? Again, I'm not here banging a drum saying that you need to go get vaccinated. I'm actually trying to listen to what you guys have to say. The majority of it has been, hey, you know, we want to see more players from this team get vaccinated so that this doesn't happen again. Because remember, if this was the regular season, you would have forfeited a game this week.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
100% that's what would have happened. Chris Miles here on Overtime. I'll continue to take your calls after this break. Well, it's been an eventful morning. Good afternoon to you. Chris Miles here with you on Overtime. We've been taking calls all morning because of the breaking news with Washington football, or all afternoon. Because of the news with the Washington football team, we should note we have some guests coming up. Michael Phillips will join of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He's out there in Richmond for training camp. We'll have him at the top of the hour. Can't wait to hear from him what it's like today, what Ron Rivera's temperament was like, and when we actually talk football. Apparently, Landon Collins looks like an all-pro, pro bowler out there again. Jeez, adding him to this defense? Like, if he's going to come back and play like he did when he played for the Giants, like, is anyone going to score a touchdown against the Washington football team? I don't know. So it'd be great to talk some football with him and also talk this situation. For those that are not abreast of the situation, here it is. Six players are now on the COVID list, including your all-pro lineman, Brandon Scherff, your wide receiver you signed in the offseason, Curtis Samuel, your sack man, Mac Ioannidis, David Sharp, Cornelius Lucas, and Chris Miller. So let's continue to hit these phone lines while we can, because at the top of the hour, we'll have a guest on the show in Michael Phillips. So let's go to line one, Tony in Annandale. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Very important topic. You know, I'm a primary care internal medicine physician, and I prided myself that for the past 19 months, COVID, I've not missed a single day or a single patient. So it's very important to me to hear people voicing concerns and frustrations over, especially football players, not getting vaccinated. But Virginia state law requires you to be vaccinated in three situations. One is public transportation, so airports, metro, buses, trains. The second is medical facilities, so nothing's changed in our office. And the third is any business where the workers aren't fully vaccinated. So you could argue that the Washington Redskins training camp, they have spectators, or the Washington the Washington football team, when they do play games, you know, that's a place of business where the workers are not fully vaccinated. That's in violation of law. So I agree with yourself and your callers that it needs to be mandated.
Oh, wow.
I think it's especially important for the Washington football team, especially the reason why we lost our perennial all-pro left tackle, Trent Williams. He publicly complained about the medical staff not handling his care well. And you would think this is a chance for the Washington football team to, you know, help undo that stigma by leading the way with the medical care and vaccination. Plus, you know, Coach Ron Rivera, he's so smart, and he takes advantage of everything. It'd just be a huge plus to be one of the highest vaccinated rates, not lose players.
Thanks for your call, Tony. A lot of great points there. The one that's really sticking is the Virginia state law, which that should that might be it. That might be the, quote, mandate, because it's not going to be mandated by the NFL. But here's the deal. Like, pay attention to the tea leaves. And according to Olivia Garvey from Channel 7 here in D.C., she said, guys have been asked about getting vaccinated. Ron Rivera saying they have set up something for tomorrow. And, quote, we'll see who shows up. And we saw all the – before today's information came out, we saw all the reports from yesterday about how Ron Rivera was frustrated, or earlier this week upset, about the low vaccination rate on the team. Like, this is a real thing. Without going into Ron, if you're listening to this station, I'm guessing you know Ron Rivera's history in battle with cancer last year. I just assume that. So this is very, very serious. And I think whether if you were on one side of the fence or not yesterday, now that you have six players on a COVID list, like we don't even know if they get tested tonight and tomorrow, if there's going to be more players added to that. And we saw that the Nationals go through this earlier this week where they had a game canceled, right? If that's in football, you only get 17 games, and the NFL has made it public, you forfeit that game. And we know this is the Washington football team is not a team that we think is going to go like 16-1 or 15-2, where it's like, oh, you forfeit a game. So what? No, this is a team that finished last year 7-9, that every single year, every single win matters to whether or not they're going to make the playoffs. Like they don't make the playoffs two or three games over what they need to. So if you forfeit a game, that could be your entire season. That's where we're at now. Also, like a caller we had earlier that said, protect each other and make the money. That's right. I mean, if you were playing youth sports and you had half the team didn't want to get vaccinated and half the team did, you'd probably be like, man, they don't care about us. Like, seriously, you'd be looking at your team. You know what? Let's take vaccination out of it. Let's just take that word out of it. You're like, all right, half of us getting haircuts, the other half getting haircuts. Like, oh, they're not rolling with us. Like, it would create division within your team, which I think is another fascinating particular part of this. Let's go to line four, Will in D.C. What's up?
Oh, I'm here.
Will, you drop your phone.
Hello?
Yeah, what you got to say, man?
Hey, man, first time caller, appreciate the time. This may be a little controversial. I just want to state how I feel. I do understand Ron Rivera's situation. I think that's extremely important. I also understand your team concept and private corporations. I just stand on freedom and your right to choose whether you want the vaccination or not.
Okay.
So for those who do not want the vaccination, I think they have a right to not want the vaccination. I don't believe in forcing any type of medication.
Will. We agree with you.
Yes, sir.
We agree with you. You know what you also have the right to do? To go to go work somewhere else. That you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you don't want to get vaccinated.
Yeah,
like, all right, then here's your $1 million contract. I think it's null and void here. And, you know, hey, go work somewhere else. Like that, honestly, and I'm not even saying that like that's what should, but it's kind of like, you're right. You do have the freedom to do whatever you want. Thanks for calling, Will, by the way. We appreciate you. Will's correct. Like, let's not get this twisted where I'm like, every player get vaccinated or you're, no, but if you have a coach that had cancer and now you have a COVID outbreak within your locker room and he's sitting there like, I have to be around you guys. This is my job. Like, can you please go get vaccinated so that I can do my job properly and we can be a team and we can be together? I think that's the message like he's putting out there. So when I hear, oh, I have free. Yes, you do. You do have the freedom to go somewhere else and not be a hindrance to the group. That's kind of how I see it. And maybe, you know, some of you guys disagree with me on that. And that's why we're having this open discussion right now. Because I think it's important. And I think before today, I was reluctant to talk about this at all. I'm like, I don't want to talk. I want to talk football. I want to talk Kevin Durant going to work for Team USA. I want to talk the Nats destroying and rebuilding it. Like, these are all the things. I want to talk about the Wizards' draft picks. But when something like this happens, this drastic, this is it, people. This is the most important sports story of the day. Because the Washington football team, it's football season now. I know the games aren't for another month, and you get some preseason games in, what, like a week and a half or whatever that is. But what I'm saying is, like, no. Once you get to training camp, the season has begun. And to lose six players to be on the COVID-19 list in the first week of practice, that's awful. All right. I see we still have some guys calling on this. We're going to get back to you guys on the right after this break. I don't want to go over too far in time. I love what you guys are saying. I think, like, Tony and Annandale had some great points saying that by Virginia state law, any business that the workers aren't fully vaccinated around them, then you're required to get vaccinated. I think that's a very interesting point. We'll continue to take your calls after this break. Trying to stay on top of this Washington football news. Man, how crazy is it to see what happened to them? Now, let's be realistic about it. It felt as if when we had the Super Bowl and the start of this season, actually, let's look at the NBA Finals. You saw in Milwaukee, 60,000 fans gathering outside to watch the Bucks win their first championship in 51 years. It felt like we're in a post-COVID sports society. It's kind of how it felt. Oh, Chris Paul had COVID-19, and he's back on the floor. It just kind of felt like, you know, this is a thing that you kind of deal with on a small level. But, man, it's been increasing. Nats with an outbreak this week. Now today, the Washington football team put 6 players on the COVID-19 protocol list. And the reason it's such a big deal, and I know we're in training camp, so like, Chris, what's the big deal? These guys, that means they're going to be good all season. What it means is that if there was a game today, you would forfeit. And that's kind of the biggest deal, in my opinion, about it. Like, you don't want to forfeit games once the season starts. That's exactly what would happen. But let's hear from you, because at the top of the hour, we have a guest coming on the show, and we want to make sure we give them the proper time. Again, Michael Phillips of the Richmond Dispatch, he's down at training camp. He's boots on the ground. He's going to give us an update of how Ron Rivera's handling this, how the team reacted to the news, and what it's like today. So let's go to line 3, Mark in Largo. What's on your mind, Mark?
Hey, what's up, Chris? How you doing? Look, let me specify this. I'm vaccinated, but I can still get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the biggest misconception that everybody has out here. I think there's a difference between talking about the people who are vaccinated and the people who still can get COVID. So, the reality of the situation is, people have to understand when it comes to COVID, even though you're still vaccinated, it's still going to happen. Now, in football, I think that number could go up. I think it possibly could go up more with more other clubs because you have people running in and out and doing different things and stuff like that. And let me say this. For the brother that just called and said that you have the right to not get vaccinated, Chris, you handled that very, very well, extremely well. And I think what's going to come down to is sooner or later, people are going to get to this. It's going to get to a point with companies. Either you want to work or you don't. Because people are not going to hire people unless they see your vaccination card. And that's where we're heading to in the next few months. Whether people like it or not, that's where we're heading to. So either you're going to get vaccinated now, or you're going to get vaccinated later, or you're going to be home. And I hate to say it, but that's blunt talking, and Chris, you know what I'm saying, it's true. You're doing a great show, my brother.
Thanks, Mark.
Good to talk to you without arguing.
All right. So here's the thing. I hope you guys do understand. I don't argue with callers. I know that's shtick and people do that here. I listen to what you have to say, and I may disagree. And when it starts to get to an argument, I'm just going to cut you off. I'm just going to cut the phone off and say what I need to say. But Mark, here's what he was saying for those just tuning in. Essentially, I have another job. I work in TV. And I was, oh, Chris, you going to go to Summer League and cover the NBA Summer League? I'm like, yes, absolutely, I'm in. All right, we need to see your vaccination card. Like, that's it? Now, if I'm like, oh, I didn't get vaccinated, oh, well, then you're not going to Summer League and you're not going to further your career. That's how that conversation would end. And I think athletes live in this different universe than us. Like, don't get that twisted. Their lives are better than 90% of us. Maybe 99% of us. And in this situation, yeah, you have the right to not get vaccinated. You also have the right to go get a job like the rest of people that are making it happen in this world. Being a professional athlete is one of the biggest privileges that you could have, period. That's how I see it. All right, let's go to John in Fairfax on line five. How's it going, John?
Hey, Chris, how you doing? Hey, first of all, when you're out in Vegas, say hi to my buddy 3D. You know who he is.
Oh, yeah, that's and my also, guy. You know that.
Right, he's my guy. I went to high school with him. And also Scooter Vertino. He was the eighth man on the team. Well, maybe 12th man. But kid Scooter about that, too. Anyway, I got a couple of points here. I've had the vaccine, and I'll get the booster if my doctor tells me to, because for me, it's a question of I've got some underlying health issues from 3 years ago that almost killed me. And I also, and I say this unfortunately, I used to work as the marketing director for a pretty well-known special events company in this area. And if you know anything about the special events industry over the last 16 months, you pretty much know that nothing's been going on. And now, for the first time in my life, at over 50, I'm unemployed. So for any of the people out there who don't want to get vaccinated, you're doing a disservice. And it's like my parents used to tell me, sometimes in life, you have to do things for the greater good. Getting the vaccine helps the greater good of human mankind. That's my thoughts. What do you think?
Well, first and foremost, thanks for calling, John. I believe you've called once before. And I'm just going to say, you never know who's listening, and it's a small world. So remember how I told you guys, oh, yeah, my boss? He just mentioned my boss by name because he's from this area. And he's like, yes, exactly. Tell him I said hello, and we're having a conversation about these vaccinations. So, unfortunately, we are out of time right now because I want to make sure we get Michael Phillips on at the top of the hour because he's down at training camp. He's going to have pertinent information on this particular subject. So, for all of you guys that are calling in, if you could be patient, we're going to get back to you. I'll be on until 4 o'clock, so we're going to talk to you more about this situation. Again, for the Washington football team, 6 players on the COVID-19 list. So if you just called and you're like, oh, I'm not going to wait that long, give us a call back at about 2:20, 2:30. We're going to take your calls again. This is Chris Miles here on Overtime. Michael Phillips on at the top of the hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.